You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about the messy middle, what I wish someone told me when I hit six figures in business, what I wish someone told me to help me grow my business beyond six figures to multiple six figures. So I did this as a live stream, but I thought maybe we can make this shorter, to the point, sweeter, and more focused. So here we go. So this podcast is definitely not for you if you're brand new. You can stick around, definitely listen to it, take some nuggets for the future. But it's for those of you who have been at this for a while. Like, you've literally been putting in the work. You're ready for that next level of success. You're making an impact in your work, right? Because the money reflects that. The clients you're working with are great. But deep down, you know that you're working your butt off and you've become an employee to your business. Like, what you're doing right now, how you're doing it, doesn't really align with the true vision that you have for your life and business. Like I said, you love doing the work, you love putting in the work, but it feels like you're always trading, time for dollars, you know? And even though your clients love you and you love working with them, you're also spreading yourself thin between their needs and yours. So if that's you, this podcast is definitely for you. So before we dive in, I want to talk about this because I wish someone told me some of these things I'm going to share with you to help me really grow my business in a more sustainable way. Sustainability is the key to growth. So it's when you think about success, it's not just the freedom, the money, and the impact that you get to make in your business. It's also the fact that you're able to maintain that. You're able to grow it beyond where your ultimate vision is. So if your ultimate vision is seven figures, when you have the foundations in place for a sustainable business, you can grow it beyond that without feeling the strain of the growth, right? And I think that this is not something that's being articulated enough online, especially if you have a coaching business, a online service-based business, a consulting business, or even a course business, a creative business. We're not being told all of these things because a lot of the conversations we have are around marketing and sales, getting the client, making the next sale, or the business model in terms of your offer, but not necessarily what the path should be, what it should look like for you, and some things you should consider, not what it should look like for you. You don't want people to tell you what to do, but what should you consider for your path, right? What should you consider for your growth? And these are the things, looking back, I wish someone had told me. So before we dive into these seven key things that I want to share with you today, I just wanted to kind of talk about my story real quick, not the whole gamut of everything I've went through, but what's really pertinent to this. So my business, when I went full-time in my business, I became a certified life and business coach. I did that for 2 years, life coaching in general for 2 years. And I took what I like to call my business seriously. Year number three, went full-time. And within the first 8 months of going full-time that year, 8 months, I made about 80K in my business. And what really catapulted my growth to the six-figure mark was launching a group program, okay? So that was very helpful. But of course, I was hiring everyone left and right because it felt good to not only be able to have the money to do that, but also to get guidance everywhere. And the information was the same, but also different. Like, there were people like, you know, take the course that group program you've done and scale that, or, you know, launch a mastermind. There was so many different next steps and no one was talking about these things I'm going to share with you. Excuse me. And I wish they did, because from that 100K mark, $103,000 mark, I then grew my business in the next 10 months to 500K. And as great as it was making all that money in such a short period of time compared to I think I ended my corporate career making $27,000 a year. Anyways, it wasn't that much back then. As great of that was for me, I also became burned out, frustrated, lost. I launched programs that were never for me. They weren't in alignment. They weren't where I wanted to go. I think it was Amy Porterfield who said this. She's always being told, like, you should do a mastermind, you should do, you know, VIP days and all of that. And I think she said the only time she'll work with someone one-on-one is if she's giving it away. Like, I think she did a VIP day situation as a bonus in one of her programs. But she's like, I like horses. This is where I am. This is the capacity. I said it differently. I'm definitely paraphrasing here. But basically, she was saying those business models may work for other people, they won't work for me. Like, she felt like when she was working one-on-one with people, she still had a boss. She felt like she was not able to have that freedom. And so I'm saying all that to say is that you're at six figures or even close to it, whether you're at the 75K mark, getting so close to 100K, or you're at 80K, or you're at 100K and a little bit over, right? You still haven't made multiple six figures yet in your business. This podcast is definitely for you. So I want to just say this, like, I was such in a rush to figure out what the next step was that I didn't really assess what I really needed for my next step. I didn't look at my long-term vision for my business. I looked at the immediate response that I felt like I needed. Listening to the coaches that I hired, they were great in their own respects, right? It wasn't them. It was just the fact that I didn't take the time to really sit with myself and listen to myself, look at the vision that I have, look at the way that I wanted to work with people and all the things. So I'm reiterating that for a reason, because I think that the consensus when we start a business, like, we're expert in what we do. We've been doing it for a while, but when we finally start making the money, we think making the money, getting the clients is the hard part, and it's not. So then when you hit the six-figure mark, you're like, great. Now the next step is this. I want to hire, team members. I want to do this. I want to do that. But we're in a rush because the messaging around is like, either get to six figures or six figures is not enough. You need to get seven. All that matters, right? And I'm not saying you can't get to seven figures. I'm not saying that you can't grow your business in a year and make a shit ton of money. That is not what I'm saying at all. But I am saying there's a process. If I guess the question that you want to ask yourself is, what is the rush? If this is my life's work, if this is the work that I'm committed to doing, the business that I want to grow and thrive in, I want to make this my career, whether I make seven figures tomorrow or not doesn't matter, because I will always be in the path of growing and making seven figures, eight figures, and beyond in my business, right? That's really something that you really want to think about. Not to say you don't make quick decisions, not to say that you don't take a decisive action, not to say that you don't show up and make quick decisions for your business. It's just like, what I wish someone told me, I guess, is not one of my points, but actually it is. I don't need to jump. The first one I want to share with you don't need to jump into the next thing without assessing what's meant for you, right? So what is meant for you, for you, your business, your vision, right? When you think about your business in the next 3 years, because oftentimes when I coach clients, they talk about this year or how they want to end the year that we're working on, right? I want to end this year doing XYZ. I want to end this year with this goal without looking at all the decisions and actions you make from the six-figure mark, from this first year of making six figures in your business, is going to help you catapult your business, but it's also going to be the foundation on how you grow your business. So earlier I mentioned you can get seven figures, but if you don't have the right foundations and systems in place, you're going to feel so stretched. You're not going to feel the sustainable. You're not going to feel the growth that you. It won't feel good, not in the way that you want it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm making the money, getting all these people that you could help and support and clients and all that. But deep down, you're going to still be an employee in your business, still putting in the work, still doing all the things without really having that freedom if you don't have the right process in place. So, number one, you don't need to jump into the next thing right now, right? If you haven't really thought about what this means for your business, what is that next step, right? So, looking at a 3 to 5 year vision, where do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing, right? What is your life vision? And then what is your business vision, right? For me, I'm not going to say everything about like my big vision, but I don't see myself having a huge team and a bunch of people that I'm having to manage or even having to hire someone to manage all that stuff, right? So the decisions that I made in my business, even though at the time they weren't the greatest, now I look at my business differently of what do I see myself and how the sustainability looks like for me. Can I step away from my business and still grow and thrive? All the things, right? And so I wish someone told me, slow down. You've reached that first key goal that you've been like hungry to reach. And I actually exceeded that goal, right? Within the first 18 months of doing this full time, I went from, $103,000 in 8 months to 500K in the following 10 months. But it's like, okay, slow down and let's look at where you are. Can you sustain the growth? And the honest truth is, I could not. So, yes, my business being multiple six figures, but it's like, yeah, I could not sustain that growth and that sustainability, like the visibility. I could say any of the things, because what happened was I got pregnant, got on bed rest, and yes, the business was still running, but there were a lot of cracks in my business that I wish I had addressed before trying to scale to a million, because I was so excited. Let me get to a million. Like, I'm so close. We can do this. And it's not that I couldn't do it. There are other things that I could have done differently to get there, but I know that what's meant for you is not going to miss you. And the reason why I didn't get to wear like that goal time of 7 figures was because God knew that I was not prepared to actually like sustain that and keep that and grow that, right? And so it's a blessing for me now that I look at it. Back then I was like, this sucks, but I'm gonna take the win in the way that it was given to me. And that was, I was not ready for it. Okay. Again, this is not a conversation saying all of your dreams are impossible. I just want to be clear. You can make 6 figures, multiple 6 figures in a few months. You can make, $1 million in a year or less. Like, it's not impossible, but some of these things you have to think about. So, one, don't jump to the next thing. What does it look like for you and your vision? Number two, package your process into a framework or signature process. This is how you distinguish yourself from others in your industry. A lot of us are teaching. When you're working with clients one-on-one, it's so much easier for you to provide a strategy in the one-on-one level because you're helping them with their personal needs, right? When you're ready to scale and grow and you want to jump into group offers, then you have to ask yourself, if I were not available and someone were to watch or listen to my content, right? My educational content, will they be able to get results quickly on their own? And by quickly, I mean like it's relevant to the person, obviously, but if they were to follow every single step and I wasn't available, can they get results faster than they would if they were by themselves, right? A lot of us, when we're creating programs, myself included, when I first, my first program, there was no process, right? Not fully outlined. Like, I knew what I was teaching. I helped my clients. They got results. But what I wish I knew was like, take the time to create the process. There was no rush, right? I didn't create the process after, until like, I think my second or third launch. But had I taken the time to create the process, by that point, I had already launched a million other things, including a mastermind that really wasn't for me. All these things that I didn't really want to do, but I was being suggested to do it. Like, go do it, let's go. But that's the next step. The next step is, group, course, mastermind, all the things. And I was like, let me get rid of all of my one-on-one clients. Let me just shift. So I wished I had taken the time to package my expertise into a process because that would have made it so much easier to sell, to market, to know what my next step really was, because I would have been like, okay, I see what how I help my clients. Now, how do I want to deliver that? Which brings me to point number three that I wish someone told me after I hit six figures is to choose a group offer option that can replace your one-on-one income. When you're servicing clients through one-on-one coaching done for you, or even one-on-one work services, your goal from transitioning from one-on-one to one to many is not just to have a ton of clients at once, right? That's great. That's amazing. But it's also the goal here is how am I switching to a model that works for me, my lifestyle, because that's truly important. You're building a business around your life, not your life around your business, right? So how can I build a choose a model that's going to work for my life? How can I choose a model that's going to impact more people, but also give them actual transformation? Because, for example, I'm not a membership person. I don't think I ever will be. Maybe a back-end membership in the future, but I'm not a person who would say I want to create a ton of content up front. And I think even if I do a membership, it's just going to be a continuation program of my offer, which is essentially coaching. So I'm definitely not a membership person, but I am the person who can put a curriculum together that's going to get my clients from point A to point B, the results that they desire, and be able to coach them and move on, right? I'm that person and I'm okay with that. So my point here is don't launch a, $37 offer because you see everyone else do it. Now I did that. I did that a lot because back then, it's still today, low-end offers are still hot, but it was like, do Tripwise, do this. And that brought in lots of good cash in my business. But what I also realized is that there was not the goal of these offers for most people who don't know is it's not just the 37, the entry point. It's a way to obviously get people to taste how they can work with you, right? Get a quick result, but also the hope is that they will transition into a next offer with you. Now, if you don't have the right systems and funnels in place, that usually doesn't convert. And for me, mine did, but not to the level that I would have made more money and helped more people had I focused on my signature program, is my point. Had I not tried to follow the trend of doing all these things, it was great, quick money. But there's so many people that bought that also didn't access the information, which then they couldn't get the air quote taste that I want to give them or the quick win. Some people tried it. Maybe it didn't work for them. I don't know because I never talked to them. And so they wouldn't take the next step with me, because if they bought something for $37 and felt like they didn't get the result, they're not going to want to spend, $1,500, $2,000 or whatever with me, because like, hey, I bought something and that something didn't work. Now, and I couldn't control whether or not they read the ebook or, utilize the checklist or whatever I was selling, right? And so the point here is, number one, although it sounds great, it's very trendy, it's not gonna help you replace your one-on-one income, because let's be honest, how many of those do you need to sell? Do you have the traffic for it? Do you have the audience for it? Do you have the money for the ads for it? There's all these things that you want to factor. And ads are not like we put them up and they work like they used to. Like, it takes some time for them to get tested. My point being here is, you want to choose a group option, not only to replace your one-on-one income, but to also replace the extra work that you're doing right now, like to free up your time. And so, if it's a course, if you charge like, I don't know, $400 for it, how many of those would you need to sell every month to make the income that you're making now, or double it, or triple it, or whatever, right? Oftentimes, people are like, I want to do either the $37 offer or $500 program, and it's like, is it really the program for you? Could you do a more streamline process or streamline program that's going to get your clients from point A to point B, give them the game, right? Teach them their framework and help them get the results, repeatable results, and charge more for it. That would actually be more beneficial, because guess what? People who have results come back for more to work with you, and also they tell other people. Like, the best form of marketing is word of mouth marketing. Like, people being able to, I remember I used to do Periscopes a lot. People being like, oh my gosh, you need to jump on Fabiola's Periscope or her email list and all this stuff. Like, that's how my business grew. But also, it was like, I wish someone told me to sit down, work on my process, choose my group framework or process that were group model that would work for me, charge accordingly, which I did. But I think for me, I got distracted from all the other things. It was like, I had this amazing program, Hustle Fearlessly, that helped a lot of my clients get incredible results. But instead of focusing on that and doubling down on that, I was doing $37 offer here, $9 webinars there. I was trying to do the most. I never tapped into the membership. I remember, here's what I want to share that I didn't share in the live stream. I think this is important to talk about, because I feel like y'all need to know how crazy it was over there back then. Hustle Fearlessly was a process. Like I told you guys, after like two or three launches, I decided to sit my butt down, create a process, and it worked amazing. There's a process of co-creation I teach my clients to help them create programs that clients feel like, oh my gosh, she's reading my brain. I used that. I created then. Back then, I didn't know that's what I was doing, but I created that process. I did it, and it was such a good program. That's why it was helping people get great results. Here's my point. I remember sitting on this Periscope, and instead of saying, I launched my offer, I closed the door, instead of reopening it or, growing a wait list or whatever next step that would actually benefit me and my audience, I was like, let's do a program. I think it was called Freedom Revolution. And it was like, I was trying to package it as like a shorter version, whatever. It was like a smaller, lower price product. And it was like, now I gave information, I taught, but I felt like the people in that program and the people who bought into that would have gotten way better results had I just opened the doors to my program. Because my program, instead of giving them a part of the solution, which I wasn't trying to, but I was like, well, what can I give people who are just starting out, who may not be ready for, no, I'll just say it's my current program now, who may not be ready for House of Fealty. And I was like, well, these are the beginning stages of what they would need. And granted, that's great, right? People got started, they made money, all the things. That's awesome. But how much further could they have gone if they'd gone into the program and gone through the entire curriculum? And I'm harping on point number three for a reason, or lesson number three that I wish someone told me, because I think sometimes we're in a rush for that next step. We don't really think about it, and we're like, let's go. Let's do what the thing that's gonna make us the money, right? It's cool, it's fun, it's hip. But I also burned myself out, because then I had to recreate the first part and had to teach live to the first part of my course just so that I can serve and fill that demand. I wish I actually just refunded everybody and moved on. But the point I'm making here is, I sold a lot of seats for that. The point is, could I have better articulated my message the next launch, or reopen my doors and say, hey, I'm opening up the doors. You can access the curriculum right away to this program, XYZ, and just sell them on the reason why they want the full access versus just a part of it, right? And so, again, I know the point is choose a group offer, that option that can replace your one-on-one income, but it also goes into all these other nuances, like choosing the right one, pricing it correctly, making sure that you're selling a signature program versus just another random program or course. really thinking that through, because that's how you're going to grow and scale, because you want to differentiate yourself and be chosen first. There are different ways to do that. When you have a signature program, people, you become known for that thing, right? Think about all of the online marketing experts. Well, that's the world that I'm in, but other people in your industry, they have a process that people talk about. They have a flow that people talk about. They have a program that people talk about. So you want to choose the right one, right? The right pricing model, the right curriculum model, because again, everyone's not meant to do a membership or a course or even a group program or a mastermind. I know I'm not a mastermind person, at least not now, at the time of this recording. All right, let's go to point number four. I have a few more to share with you. So number four, what I wish someone told me is to develop a consistent marketing process for your current offers that will bring you steady leads. So I didn't mention this in this recording just yet, but when I went full time into my business, I just quit my job. There was a lot of things going on in the corporate world that I was not willing to play the politics with. So I was like, okay, bye. So that meant I was building the plane on the way down. And as fun as it was, as exciting as it was like, yeah, let's do this, make money. I was also the one doing everything manually. I was always manually having to show up, do live streams, write the content, all the things. There was no process to follow. There wasn't a consistent. Now, eventually, I built funnels in my business and I created that process. But I wish someone had, and that was after, I would say midway through, like month 12 of going full time, 12 or 13. But like, I wish someone had told me, like, hey, slow down and create some process. You have a working, first of all, streamline how many offers, right? Because I was offering brand design, photography, web design, and funnel building. And I was also offering brand and business coaching. And so there was a lot of things. So it was like, what's the one that's getting your clients results and making you money? And the second thing would be, what is the marketing process you want to put in place so that you're getting a steady flow of leads for the work that you're doing, the visibility work, the marketing work, and of course, the coaching and support that you're giving your clients. Because most people, I bet you right now you're listening, you don't really have a real marketing process and automations for most people, especially if they're getting to their first six figures, built into your business. And if you do, it's probably not converting as well as you want it to, right? And so I wish someone would tell me, girl, sit your butt down and develop a consistent marketing process for your current offers so that, here's the point I want to share. When you're transitioning from doing one-on-one work into group work, there is a period where things are changing, right? Not every launch is going to hit. You're not always going to hit your launch goals. And it's not because it's impossible. It's just life, because you're still learning how to, first of all, sell to many different personalities. Because when you sell one-on-one, it's so much easier because you're having an intimate one-on-one conversation. You're talking about their needs, their problems. But when you are launching a group offer, it doesn't matter what it is, because we think it's a container. It's not. No matter what it is, you're still, even if your audience and the people that you want in your program have the same exact problems, they have the same exact desires, even if that those were all the same, they're still different personalities. They buy differently, they show up differently, they conversate differently, they connect with others differently. So there's a nuance to how you're selling that you still need to master, because you're coming from one-on-one work to group, right? You're selling to at least three or four different personalities in your audience each and every time at different places in their journey. So again, even if their desires were the same, even if their desires and their problems were the same, like they want the same results, they have the same dream on taking vacations, and they have the same problems, they are still different human beings. They still are at different places in their journey, and all the things. So my point is, I wish someone had told me to like create that, you know, consistent marketing process for what was already working in my business so that I can transition into group, because not every launch was successful. And I've had great launches, made lots of good money, but there were moments where I felt like, I don't know how to say this, but like I was riding that roller coaster, right? And that message that people was like, it's you're riding the launch roller coaster. It's not the launch roller coaster. It's the fact that for me anyways, I was like, well, I'm going to just work with the clients that I have now, my one-on-one clients, and wrap this up because I'm doing group. Again, I'm not complaining, because that effort and doing the work scaled my business to multiple six figures quickly within that 18 months. You know, that was great. And I learned so many lessons. But I also recognized that life, God, and everything else wanted me to slow down eventually. When I got pregnant with my second child, there was like a rude awakening that there was not a real foundation in my business in the way I thought it was. There was not any sustainability for me to grow. And there was like, it was like, yeah, you've made all this happen through pure hustle and sweat equity. Now that you need to slow down. And of course, like the show had to still continue. Like we must go on, right? But there are things that I wish that someone told me so that I can build in these foundations properly. And nothing will ever be perfect, let me be clear. But had I had that marketing process in the beginning, I wouldn't be in such a rush to try to do all these things. Like I launched my signature program, group program, I launched a course, I launched a bunch of mini products, I launched a mastermind, which the first round was amazing. There were good and bad from it, but it wasn't the model that I wanted to do. And then I try to do that again, even though it wasn't really for me. But again, your energy doesn't lie, your thoughts don't lie, what you desire won't lie to you. And you have to really get clear. It goes back to that number point number one. Stop trying to jump into the next thing because you hit six figures, because now you're being told six figures is not enough. You need to get to the next one. It's like, okay, what do you really want? So my point is, point number four, having a consistent marketing process would have helped me have a steady leads and flow and sales coming in through what was already working in my business so that I can really focus on that one offer that what is going to grow my business again. Okay. So everything happens for a reason. We're not mad, but let's dive into the last three points. Number five is appreciate the season that you're in. So the biggest challenges that we face as business owners is staying true to our long-term vision at the expense of short-term wins, right? Think about it. The most successful people in your industry stick to their vision even when it feels hard to say no to instant gratification. Like it's so hard, y'all. Like we have access like we've never had access before. Access. I said axe. Access. Trying to talk too fast. But we have access like we've never had access before. And so we are always seeing other people growing and thriving and all the things, and we want to participate in all the trends. And like I said earlier, if this is your life work, like this is the thing that you want to do and you want to grow. And of course, how we do it may change. All the things may change in the future, but you know that you are really good at this and you want to impact people in this way. The container in which you impact people doesn't matter because that can always change. But you know that the work you're doing, the messaging that you have is important. What is the rush, right? So appreciate the season that you're in. I wish I was told to appreciate the season that I was in instead of being egged on for the next step. And it was good. Like I said, we're not complaining. We're just seeing it for what it is. So like I mentioned earlier, look at your 3 to 5 year goals. Like where do you see your business in the next 3 to 5 years? And rather than just focusing on the year that you're in now, because when I work with clients, they're always like, yeah, next year or this year, at the end of this year. But it's like, where do you see yourself? Because that will help you make better decisions, that will help you create the foundations to help you grow your business to the next level, and create that sustainability for you. Notice I keep talking about sustainability because, again, I wish somebody would have told me it's not about the success or the money or the people you get to help only, right? And your life, but how do we continue to grow that and sustain that? Because that makes a difference. All right. Last two things. Number six, master your message. I will definitely have another podcast on messaging, but rather than doing all the things I was doing, I wish someone told me to master your message, because when you master your message, you're able to call in the right people to work with you. Creating content becomes easier. Talking to people becomes easier. Selling becomes easier. Launching becomes easier because when you are constantly, because here's the thing, our world talks about, and I say our world, I'm saying online, you always hear people say, get clear on your message. Okay, once you're clear on what that is, now you have to master it. Mastering your message is not just getting clarity. That's part one. Mastering your message is articulating the value of the results that you're bringing, articulating the who your work is for, articulating your process and your framework, which goes back to point number two, articulating so much more and really helping people see the vision. Holding space for them to see themselves in the results that they desire, really being that champion for them. There's all these different ways, these different things that's part of your messaging is not just the statement, right? Or the few words that you have to say. It's more so embodying that message in a way that when you go on stage, when you do a live stream, when you write content, when you send an email, when you have conversations, that people can really feel the impact that you want to make in their lives. And also they are attracted to that and want to work with you. And let me say this, I don't even want to say work with you. They want to make a change. They want to change their circumstances, right? Whether it's to grow their business, lose weight, find the love of their life, work on their mindset, their desire to have that transformation grows even deeper. So whether and they make a decision about it too. That's the beauty of having an impactful message, that they make a decision rather than sitting around and be like, well, everything sucks. You know what I mean? This is not working. They're inclined to go out there and find the solution to their problems, whether that is with you in your program or anywhere else. That's the point of mastering your message. So I want to be clear that it's important for us to really, I wish someone told me to sit my butt down, not just get clear on my message. That was what I was told, get clear. But like, focus my energy and speak on my message and speak to the people and show up powerfully in that way. Because I truly believe in the pull method of marketing. What has served my business the most and the best is being able to pull people in and call them in. That comes with understanding and mastering your message. And I think I master, I think, well, two things. One, mastering your message never ends. You, it's a constant thing because you're constantly evolving and growing. Let's start there. But two, I think I mastered my message to a level, but I was so distracted that I wasn't articulating it enough. At a certain point, I was, and then I stopped because I want to do everything else. Anyways, that's number six. And last but not least, learn how to manage your brain, because your thoughts will determine how you show up, what actions you take, how you feel, the decisions that you make. And I don't think this gets we get sold on the conversation of having a, CEO mindset and the mindset itself, but it's like your brain needs to be managed, right? It's not just the positive messages that you infuse yourself with and just the talk. It's the self-discipline. It's the knowing that I know that people talk about like get clear on your why, but one thing I shared earlier was the question you really want to ask when it, when your brain is trying to tell you like other people are doing this and nobody wants to buy that, even if you've been in business for long, all these things still come up. I think your gremlins come in different forms and they're saying different things, but they're still there. So here's my point. Whenever when you are mastering your message or you're learning how to manage your brain, you then understand, like you ask yourself, why not me? It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. It doesn't matter if Joe Schmo is selling the exact same thing. Why not me, right? Why not me? Why? That's the thing. Like it's important for you to get confident and clear. And when you manage your brain, your confidence level is amazing, right? Your certainty is amazing. And it's like, I can help as many people as I choose to help, right? That certainty, people buy into that certainty. They buy into your confidence. And that confidence comes from not just taking the action. I used to think that taking a ton of action and just putting my hands in the work was what was going to change my business. But really, what truly changed my business was like eventually was doing the work. And I, mind you, I had hired a bunch of mindset coaches and stuff like that. But no one ever really taught me to really get clear and understand how to manage my brain, how to check myself. And I think that didn't happen until like I would say about five, maybe four, five, 4 years, five, yeah, 5 years ago. And I learned that through doing different modalities that helped me, right? Like EFT and also doing the model, which was taught, which is taught by the Life Coach School. I think it's a great way. And I've since developed my own three-part framework to help my clients with my managing their mindset when it comes to growth of their business and visibility and all that stuff. But I think like the managing of the brain is so important. There's so much more I want to say on that, but that probably will be another episode. But really ask yourself, why not me? Whenever your brain is presenting you, like especially if you're launching, because y'all know that's my favorite thing to do in the world, is like, hey, you just did your webinar and only three sales come in. And no one wants to work with you and all this other crap, right? Because again, when you're looking to transition from doing one-on-one work, there's all these hurdles you have to come through, overcome. And I think a lot of us think it's just the physical things like, oh, money for ads, the webinar, the audience growth, all these things. But it's like there's so much more. There's that mindset work or that managing of the brain that needs to happen, so that you can show up in certainty, show up in confidence, and know that you know that you know that you know that this you're walking on purpose, right? God has called you to this work and you're meant to serve and help other people, and you have the skills, the expertise, and everything in between to make that happen. And even if you didn't know the answer to the question, you will figure it out, right? That's how strong you need your brain to be. And I don't think I was strong in that department just yet. Like I said, I feel like my I reined it in over the last. And it's been a journey. So I feel like last year and this year has been like a more solidified like managing of the brain, right? And it's not about like every day my thoughts are everywhere about who's doing what and what how I'm comparing myself. It's not even about that. It's more so like there will be days where you're gonna choose you your mind wants you to choose Netflix over doing the work. Like And this is not about your income level and how much you've made in your business. It's just about you being human. There will be days where things happen outside of your control that you feel like that's a sign, and you have to remind yourself, why not me? Not my why, right? Your why is important, why you're doing this work, but why not you? Why can't, and not why not you into in a way of comparing, let me just be clear, but why not you? You are a badass. You can help people, you can help change the world and all the things. So that's all I have for you today. Hopefully this was helpful to help you with your messy middle. And yeah, these are the seven things that I wish someone would have told me after hitting six figures in my business. And the last thing I want to say, it's not in my notes, but it kind of embodies everything. And that is to slow, I don't want to curse, but slow down. There's no rush. There's this rush to the finish line attitude that people have. And then they try to make you feel bad because you're like, I want to kind of take a moment to really assess. And they're telling you, I one of the messaging back in the day was like, if you're not making quick decisive action and investing and doing this, then you're not meant to do, you're not meant to be a coach. You're not meant. It's like, that's all crap, right? Because eventually you're going to have to slow down either way, whether you do it now or when your business becomes to the level that you want, but you can't sustain that ish. You still need to slow down. So slow down, learn how to manage your brain, master your message, appreciate the season that you're in, right? Not just from a place of gratitude, but appreciate the fact that, back in the day, you wish you were here making six figures, working with clients, and all the things. Develop a consistent marketing process for your current offer so you can have those steady leads and income coming in. Choose a group offer option that can replace your one-on-one income. Package your process into a signature framework or signature process, and really think about what your next step are. Don't try to jump into the next thing, because I think that will make a world of difference for your business and your growth. So that's my little recap. Hopefully this was helpful. Hop on over to my Instagram. I'm at fabiola.giordani. You can send me a DM or, write a message on my latest post. It's really up to you, but let me know what's your key takeaway from today's episode. Hopefully it was helpful. And if you have the time today, okay, one, subscribe to the podcast, and number two, leave me a quick rating or review. I really appreciate it. All right, have an incredible day, and I hope wherever you are having an amazing week and an amazing day. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you are ready for a simple and proven process to launch and fill your premium offers, then I want to invite you to apply for VIP coaching with me, where we're going to work together on selling out your offers so that you can create more freedom in your business. Go to the link in the show notes and learn more and apply. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.